The next patient is Irene Goldie. The last name is G-O-L-D-E, Irene. Number one, the patient has chronic kidney disease stage 2. The estimated GFR is 62. The patient has 300 milligrams of protein in the urine. She is, from the nephrology point of view, very stable. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 140 over 59. Number three, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C reported at 5.1%, very well controlled. Following number, the patient has a history of six sinus syndrome, status postpermanent pacemaker. She is followed by Dr. Syracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E. And she has been very stable. The follow-ups are every 6 months, period. Following number, the patient has a history of carcinoma of the breast. She had 32 rounds of radiation therapy. And so far, the follow-up has been negative. Following number, anemia. The anemia is being evaluated by the Florida Cancer Center, and they are considering the possibility of a bone marrow biopsy. The iron stores are satisfactory. The hemoglobin is 10.8. Following number, gout and hyperuricemia. The patient had 12 infusions with Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A. And this serum uric acid is 1.2. The patient feels much better from the arthritis point of view, and she hasn't had a single gout attack. She's very happy with the therapy. Following number, the patient was told by the gastroenterologist that she has a minimal gastrointestinal bleed and she has Barrett's esophagus that is treated with the administration of omeprazole. Period. In this particular case, the untoward side effects of the omeprazole, we should be attentive to. Reevaluation in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 8 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.